Welcome to this podcast about Lohmann and Company and Golovnin Bay in Alaska. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. In 1915, Lohmann and Company built a reindeer meatpacking plant on Golovnin Bay, roughly 20 miles southwest of Elim and 7.8 miles southeast of Golovin, Alaska. The abandoned buildings are at the mouth of an unnamed creek draining the western flank of the Kwiktaaluk Mountains, about 1 mile north-northeast of Carolin Island and 2 miles north-northwest of the historical Golovnin Mission. The Mission Covenant of Sweden first settled at Unalakleet in 1887, and in 1893 a separate outpost was built at the mouth of Chinook Creek on Golovnin Bay by missionary August Anderson, who was later joined by Nels O. Hultberg. A separate mission and reindeer station, known as the Golovnin Mission, was built about 8 miles southeast of Chinook near Carolin Island, where a post office opened in 1899. The mission reindeer station closed in 1904 after a storm caused severe damage and it was relocated to Elim. The post office closed in 1906 and reopened at the present-day village of Golovin in 1908. Alaska's reindeer industry began in the early 1890s as a modest effort led by missionary and federal education agent Sheldon Jackson to import small herds from Siberia and give Alaska natives a new source of food and income. The program, modeled on reindeer herding in Scandinavian Lapland, was overseen by the Federal Bureau of Education. Though the animals were meant to build up native-owned herds, the first private owner was in fact the non-native Congregational Mission at Wales. After 1898, Sami, or Lap, herders hired to teach herding techniques were paid in reindeer rather than cash. When their contracts expired in 1901, many began building private herds of their own. Large-scale non-native ownership arrived in 1914 when brothers Carl and Alfred Lohmann launched Lohmann and Company in Nome. In 1915, the firm bought the mission herds at Teller and Golovin, and between 1920 and 1929, it added slaughterhouses and cold storage plants at Nome, Egavik, Elephant Point, and Golovnin Bay. By the late 1920s, an estimated 400,000 reindeer grazed western Alaska, part of a boom that would push the total herd to roughly 600,000 to 640,000 animals by the early 1930s. Demand for reindeer meat fell as mining on the Seward Peninsula declined, the Great Depression set in, and U.S. cattle producers lobbied against the competition. On September 1, 1937, President Franklin D. Roosevelt signed the Reindeer Act, formally the Reindeer Industry Act of 1937, ending years of dispute by authorizing the Secretary of the Interior to buy out non-native herd owners and bar future non-native ownership. Administration of Alaska's reindeer herds passed to the Bureau of Indian Affairs, and non-natives were shut out of the industry until a 1997 federal court decision reopened it to them. Thank you for listening. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, copy-edited by Claude AI, and read by a computer-generated voice. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.